We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Today is CD player day because the very first CD player was introduced on this date in year, Biggie?
1977.
1982 for the first 5 years.
Do you know what company was first?
I don't. That's a good question.
Was it Sony?
I bet Sony. Wouldn't you think?
I would think. Mm-hmm. If I had to guess, that would be my first guess.
That's a good one. I think it's probably Sony. Anyway, price for the first CD player, Biggie?
$1,000.
On the nose. $1,000.
You are the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Yeah. Reach into my pocket and get $500 out of there. You got it on the nose. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
You're on fire.
You know, for you. My generation, the millennials, I think we have the distinct, we can say we did all forms of music.
Mm-hmm.
Records, vinyl, cassette tapes, CD player, streaming. Because I had all four growing up.
True.
So can Chris Dim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can I. I mean, we had vinyl when my sister was young.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I was 8. We were playing vinyl records and went to cassette, then to CD. Your generation went back to vinyl. You started with cassette, CD, then went back
to vinyl. It was such an upgrade time for me, too, because I remember getting my first record, vinyl record, Michael Jackson's Bad.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting my cassette tape.
How interesting. My first cassette was Michael Jackson's Beat or Thriller, I loved it. I wore it out. I loved it. Look at that. We're the same.
Mm-hmm. I think
we're the same.
I think my first cassette was Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then CD, I remember clearly, Boyz II Men, loved it.
My friend Dustin, when he got a CD player first and played it, we were in his room and he was playing it and he said, I'll never listen to another piece of music that's not on compact disc. And he was just like all about, me though. I was like, I don't care.
You're a listener with the taste of a tween girl.
I didn't care.
Yeah.
Just wanted to come out of a car speaker.
He said, listen to the clarity. And I was like, I don't hear it.
Yeah.
I just didn't. Then later in the car, we'd hear something on the radio. I remember there was a song, might've been, something by Sheriff, When I'm With You.
Yeah.
When I'm With You. And there's a pause in the song. And during the pause, you could hear the hiss.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Dustin was like, listen to that hiss.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I love that. I love the hiss of it, And he's like, no, we only listen to CD.
Yeah.
Of course, now he streams, of course.
I think I'm trying to remember the year I got my first compact disc player. Mine was, I think it was a Denon, Denon.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And I think I got mine about 1984.
Mm-hmm.
And the price had come way down to $600.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, my first VCR cost me $5.95.
Yeah.
VCR in 1984. I saved, I worked at the fish camp at Pat and Mick's Fish and saved up $595 plus tax. So it turned out to be like $620 and bought a VCR.
Back then, for the most part, you kind of had to build your system. So you had to get two speakers, good ones, Bose.
Mm-hmm.
Even then,
yes,
had to get a turntable. You had to get a receiver that had the radio, and you could control the different components and the cassette deck. Then you had to add the CD.
Right.
Player.
Yeah.
And eventually, I got.
And I could wire that stuff in my sleep.
Right. Wire it up.
It's a useless skill.
I know. It used to be so important. When I first tried to figure out how to wire it, it was like overwhelming. And then you do figure it out.
You get the speakers into the back, you get the red and the black.
Yes.
I mean, even the vinyl record players now are Bluetooth.
Yeah.
You can still find.
They're just kind of standalone, right?
Yeah, a lot of record stores still will sell you. They have old kind of stereo systems. If you really want to go
old component
school
by component.
Yeah, but it's also, mine is Bluetooth. You pay a little more, you get Bluetooth, you can just move it around with you.
It's terrible. You really should have to earn it. You should have to stick those exposed wires into the back, like Chris Dim's talking about. You should have to. You have to take a screwdriver and unscrew it and take those little.
Sometimes you have to strip the wires.
Strip the wiring
to get the coating off.
That's right.
So you get the naked wire.
Get a little shock.
Oh, God.
Give yourself
my dad
a little shock.
That, yeah.
Exactly. Today, you don't know what you're doing.
Look, just look. Tap.
Exactly. Just yesterday, a P1 listener, this is how it's become now. All he did was plug in some lyrics about Chris Dim. And he's like, in 25 seconds, it spit out this song called Dim is a Lesbian.
I'm not happy about this. And I'm even less happy that Biggie's dug it up.
Biggie found it.
He got to choose what style of music. It's reggae.
Yeah. You do choose the music.
I do enjoy the genre.
Yeah.
You choose the style of music, and you put in your lyrics, and it makes it. Some people think them is actually an old lesbian. Pretty sure this song won't help prove that wrong. It sure will not. That's all we got. Sorry, Mr. Dem, yeah. So, so sorry, Dem, yeah. The end. In the old days, you had to write that yourself. I just did it, you know. But 40 years ago, you'd have to write. Some people think Chris Dim is a lesbian and get some reggae artist to play.
Right?
Not anymore. It's just right out there like that. Yeah, there was
It's called Sorry, Mr. Dim.
Sorry, Mr. Dim. Now there was one about me and about Biggie. We didn't get that one, but mm-hmm. probably have it tomorrow. And it just again was made by AI, and it was saying that I'm too demanding on Biggie and. Poor Biggie has.
What's
this
your name. Genre? Do you know?
It was more.
Yeah,
I don't even know what you would call
it. I'll have to go. Yeah,
I heard it.
It was longer.
Yeah,
this is a nice, tight, compact insult.
100%. All it says is Dim's an old lesbian. That's all it says. Sorry, Mr. Dim. That's it.
And it tells you when the song's the end.
Bernie, you're talking about old technology. Go ahead.
I remember my parents renting a VCR and had to use a credit card to put a $500 deposit down on it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I used to go to video stores when they were ever. That's the only way, you know, you could get movies. But I did not own a VCR. You'd have to rent a movie and a VCR. And he's right. You had to put a deposit down.
We rented them a few times, and they had remote controls that were wired to the VCR. Like a wire ran across the room to your couch. That's the... First time I saw St. Elmo's Fire, we rented the VCR and the movie at the same time. Unbelievable. That's right. And you put down a $500 deposit. Thank you, Bernie. It's the old days.
Yeah.
You know, now you just dial it up, you know. Don't appreciate it as much. You got to go home and wire that thing up. Took us, you know, a while to get the VCR even working. Mm-hmm. That's appreciation.
I can hear it, but I can't see it.
Right.
I can see it, but I can't hear it.
A lot of that. A lot of that was going on.
I remember that dance.
That's right. You couldn't see it. That's right. Let's talk about old school. There's an update today, too, on Frankie Valli. We talked about him yesterday because some are saying it's gone viral, the video of him just moving his lips to a song, but badly.
It almost looks like a Disney animatronic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect, actually. That sounds terrible, but it's a perfect description.
That's what it looks like. And he has spoken out on that today and says, feel great. No one's forcing me to perform. I'm enjoying getting out there on the stage. And our music is so layered, that's why it sounds so good. But most are saying, no, you're lip-syncing in poorly. Littlest Patriot came in yesterday to defend.
What are his thoughts? Because he's the biggest fan I've ever met of Frankie Valli.
He says he's still got it. He says he's still going strong. And he's 90, so what, he lip-syncs a little bit, no big deal. And remember, Littlest Patriot has scared Frankie Valli in parking lots.
And seen him a dozen times.
That's right.
In fact, he might be one of the last people that Frankie sees.
Yes, probably will be.
Whether he wants to or not.
Yeah. Frankie runs to his limo.
He'll be hovering over him at the end as it all goes dark for Frankie. Did you say he met Lenny Kravitz in an airport or something?
Yeah, I saw a picture this morning on the internet of Lenny Kravitz hugging Frankie Valli, and I thought, how did one recognize the other?
Neither did. Lenny Kravitz said, you're Frankie Valli. Frankie said, I am. I said, aren't you Lenny Kravitz? I am.
Are you the guy with my wheelchair?
No, I'm Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz.
Are you going to wheel me through?
I'm going to get to gate C.
No. Old school, a roller skating competition series is coming to Max, the television network Max. And they are going to have a competition on roller skating. And it's going to be hosted by Jordan Sparks. It premieres in 10 days, called Roller Jam.
That might take off.
6 episodes, yes. Hosted by Jordan Sparks, contestants will be judged on how well they do. The judges are Johnny Weir, who is a figure skating champion, Terrell Ferguson, who is a roller skating champion, and a different celebrity judge each week, including Maureen McCormick, who played Marsha on The Brady Bunch. Peppa of Salt and Peppa.
All right.
Debbie Gibson and Joanna Gaines of Chip and Joanna Gaines. They produced the show. Chip and Joanna Gaines produced the show. So that could be something people would tune into.
Now, is this dance? It says that obstacle course, or just kind of going around the circle and doing moves?
I think it's going around the circle doing moves, and they have to come up with different moves to do. Maybe they'll have an obstacle course as well.
That's more skill.
Yeah. These are judged, so it would be more subjective, I guess. Winning team receives $150,000. You have two partners, so I bet they do like a dancing type or
rounds.
Pairs, couple skate. They'll get $150,000 plus a $10,000 donation to a local roller skating rink of their choice to try and help the roller skating rink.
All right.
What a nice...
And it's kind of like vinyl. They never really went away. I mean, they're, I think, way more dormant than vinyl records were. But they're still around.
The roller skaters, yeah. The roller skating parts.
And people who are good at it are really good.
You know?
Like roller blades came and went.
Mm-hmm.
Roller skating never went away because it's a whole different ballgame.
It's true. When my son was about, this is 10 years ago or so, and, you know, I thought they were dormant then, but one of his friends had a party at a roller skating rink, and it was crowded. And those kids could really skate. You're right. They were good at it. Now, my son, like myself, not very good at skating.
Doesn't have the graceful gene.
No, and you remember what happened when I was skating when I was about... The only time I've ever roller skated, actually.
You just crawled around the perimeter.
Well, I think they did this intentionally. I was on the far side of the... I held onto the bar the entire
time. On the railing.
Mm-hmm.
The outside railing or the inside?
Outside.
Yeah.
I was way...
I think it's best.
I do, too. I was way out there, and I was the farthest away I could possibly be. Yes. From the office, you know, where the announcements were being made. And suddenly, the woman comes on and says, couple skate. And they start this, you know, slow couple skate. And everybody leaves.
Reunited by Peaches and Herb.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Singles off the rink.
And they told me, I bet they told me 10 times to get off the rink. And I said, what am I supposed to do? You know, how am I?
You and the Tar Heel Blue.
Exactly. What? How would I? How would I ever get?
I can't skate.
So I crawled. I just crawled.
Well, they used to have openings every so often.
Yeah. You could kind of jump
you
through one of
those. You kind of have to get to the next gate.
This is Jones down in Asheboro. And they didn't care. They didn't care.
Only one entrance and exit. Now that's a poor design.
Well, I agree. That was on them, not on me. And all those couples were skating around me. I remember it. Oh, yeah. Like it was yesterday, I remember that. That was terrible. And I remember one guy had longish hair, and he would, like, look through his legs at me as he skated by backwards, you know.
Backward skating.
Yeah. And I was trembling, holding on. And all the couples were out there just dancing around. That was the day then, now, when you could roller skate. That's old school for you. Mm-hmm. I only did it the once.
My wife and her family, when she was a little girl, they had a giant kind of a semi-finished basement with a cement floor. And they would just skate for hours in just big circles.
What a good
every time, you know, space. She'll hear a song like the one you just played from Chic, Good Times.
Those are the ones.
And she's like, that's a roller skating song. And her dad was a magnificent roller skater.
Really?
Magnificent.
See, my father was really good at it, too. And I feel like he was disappointed that I couldn't strap on the gear. Exactly. And I wore my mouthpiece and my elbow pads and my shin pads and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Looked like I was off to play football. And you know, they were like, get off the rake floor. And I was like, okay, get off the floor.
I'm going to skate like you, Daddy. That ain't him. That ain't my boy.
I couldn't do it.
Did you strap a pillow to your backside?
Yes. Yes. Because it's painful when you go down.